As a parent, the last thing you want to hear is that your child is a bully. But what if you're noticing a tendency in your child to put other kids down or to intentionally hurt others? It's advisable to take a very strong stand against the undesirable behavior. But how exactly does one go about that? And what could be the underlying causes of this acting out? We'll give you our thoughts on these questions on the next Family Matter, so do stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A parent who is concerned about her young son's behavior asked us this question. How can we prevent our 7-year-old son from becoming a bully? I've noticed that he can be very pushy and often tries to dominate other kids. He always wants to be the winner. It's as if he needs to prove himself. When provoked, he retaliates fiercely and has hurt other kids in the past. He's small for his age and is generally very popular at school, but I wonder how long that will last. Children will often learn how to relate to others by observing their parents. This certainly is not the case in every situation, but it may not hurt to examine how you and your husband respond and react when you become frustrated. Do either of you lose your temper easily? Do you yell, scream, or get aggressive with each other or with your kids when you're angry? If so, you'll want to begin making adjustments to your own patterns of interaction in order to see positive changes in your son. On another note, are you providing a healthy balance between love and limits? You need to help him develop compassion and understanding for others instead of simply adhering to a strict set of rules and regulations. Take a look at your styles of discipline. Is one of you more permissive while the other is more authoritarian? Honest answers to these simple questions may take you a long way in the direction of solving the difficulty you're facing. If you're confident that you're parenting with these things in mind, it's possible that your son may be lashing out because of his size. Many bullies actually have low self-esteem and pick on others in order to feel better about themselves. This fits perfectly with what you've told us about his need to prove himself. Of course, this kind of behavior backfires. It causes other kids to avoid the bully like the plague, and as a result, he becomes even more isolated. This in turn can lead to more anger and more aggressiveness. If this is what's happening with your son, we'd suggest working on a couple of things. First, affirm him and reward him when he behaves appropriately. Second, implement consequences when he gets aggressive. You'll need to ask for the help of other adults in his life to do this effectively. Talk to his teacher, the school principal, and the parents of the kids in the neighborhood. Let them know that you're doing everything you can to improve his behavior and that you want them to contact you immediately whenever he becomes aggressive. Let your son know that you'll be doing this and clearly spell out what the consequences will be when he crosses the line. Meanwhile, balance this strategy with regular doses of encouragement and affirmation. Affirm your son for his strengths. Praise him when he exhibits positive character qualities. The Bible provides us with a great list of such qualities in its description of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Also look out for some great resources on safamily.co.za, where there are hundreds of articles and books related to this topic that can be so valuable as you navigate this issue with your son. Being aware and concerned about your son's negative behavior is the first step in helping him through it. We salute you for wanting to steer him away from these tendencies as early as possible. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters. Thank you.